8 more deaths from the virus here, 19 more north of the border, almost 2,000 people in hospitals in the Republic because of COVID, almost 200 of them in ICU, and another 200 people receiving high-grade breathing supports outside ICU. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, warned that even though there has been a decrease in the number of new cases being recorded, the figures need to fall even further.
We have made progress, we've made a lot of progress, but not nearly as much as we need to make. We can't take our foot off the gas now. We're still dealing with a very, very large rate of infection, 14-day incidence in excess of 1,400, and is now the highest in Europe. And we know that like 3 weeks have elapsed. And I would have said this before, if everybody in the population was able to separate themselves from everybody else for a 14-day period, we would completely get rid of this infection. We know that's not possible in the way in which society has to function. But if we limit ourselves down as much as possible to the very basic elements of essential activity only, we can drive this infection down, I think, faster than we've been driving it down so far.
Tony Houlihan at the latest COVID health briefing. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers was there. Morning, Fergal. 8 more deaths, a fall in cases, but a continuing rise in people needing to go to hospital and overfilling ICU beds. What more did Tony Houlihan say about the prevalence and direction of the virus now?
Well, he said that the levels of community transmission in Ireland we're experiencing, they are still very, very high. And at the moment, cases are so high and community transmission is so widespread that the virus is effectively out of control. So, you know, the contact tracing that was suspended, isn't practical at this point. But he did say there that progress has been made in the last 3 weeks since the current restrictions came into play. And we can see that the daily case numbers are reducing, albeit from a very high level. However, unfortunately, deaths in January, they're far above the preceding months. And so far in January, we've seen 338 people have died from COVID-19.
The HSE's national clinical lead, Dr. Vida Hamilton, said that hospitals were pressurised but functioning. How stretched are they?
Yes, well, she said that this was the, you know, we've gone, this week we've gone into the surge capacity, critical surge capacity across the hospital system. It's the first time it's had to be done during the pandemic. Patients across the health service, they are very, very sick. And you say it is pressurized but functioning. But she did say that oxygen supplies across all hospitals are good. They're in what's called the green zone. There are no drug shortages. Equipment is in the right place at the right time, and there are dedicated pathways for patients with and without COVID-19. However, we know that doctors, you know, have to make hospital beds available for COVID-19 patients, and it means beds not being available for all of the significant potential life threatening and acute medical and surgical needs that may arise from time to time. And if you look at the data this morning, now you can see in terms of the number of cases that the situation, you know, it has reduced certainly in terms of overall numbers. It's gone down from we had 2,020 patients this time yesterday, confirmed cases in hospital. That's reduced by 109 to 1,911. Now, overall, there's about 312 people in intensive care in total. So that's COVID and non-COVID-19. So it tells you how pressurized the system is.
There was a lot of discussion, Fergal, about vaccines, and we'll be talking more about them later in the programme. Tell us about those concerns and questions about uneven distribution so far, and what to do when there are leftovers.
Well, yes, I mean, the HSE has accepted that the supply around hospitals has been a bit more uneven than anticipated. Some areas seem to be getting more vaccine or delivering more vaccines than others. Now, there were guidelines issued from the HSE on January the 12th on what to do if there was leftover vaccine. And we saw yesterday the events that had occurred before that guidance was issued at the Coombe and the Rotunda hospitals. And the advice is that there should be standby lists of healthcare staff later in the sequence order that should be kept, and these people would be available at short notice, and they'd be randomly selected from the list for vaccination if certain people didn't attend for vaccination or couldn't receive the vaccine.
And there were the first reports available here about side effects to the vaccine. What's known?
Yes, I mean, there have been reports internationally, in particular from Norway, of deaths after vaccination among very frail elderly patients with severe underlying conditions. But what we heard last night was the Health Products Regulatory Authority, which is the statutory body here, saying that the European Medicines Agency has confirmed that no deaths have been attributed to a COVID-19 vaccine so far. We got data on suspected side effects linked to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine here, and up to the 11th of this month, and there were 81 reports to the Health Products Regulatory Authority. All reports were told were generally consistent with those typically observed with other vaccines, so mild to moderate reactions, abdominal pain, nausea, fatigue, joint pain, some dizziness. There will be ongoing safety monitoring of vaccinations, and we will get regular updates in relation to that issue.
And Tony Holan was also asked about keeping new variants of the virus out of the country and travel into Ireland. He said he wasn't confident that the measures in place would work. What more did he say?
Well, we know that in August, NPHET advised the government to ban non-essential travel from countries with high COVID-19 rates, and that wasn't done. And the UK variant, it's here now, and we're told by NPHET that it's likely to become the dominant virus. So, you know, unfortunately, that horse has bolted, really, at this point. And I think you could I did put this question to NPHET last night. You can understand people's frustration that they're in level 5 lockdown. The vast majority of people are adhering to that, staying at home. Yet they do see volumes of people coming into airports and other ports, allowed to move around the country, even though their COVID status is not known. And coming from areas where we know there are new variants, and some of those new variants haven't got a hold here as far as we know yet. So that's frustrating, because the danger is that these new variants could spread around the country, and also that would mean that lockdown would be extended for people, the majority of which are adhering to the public health guidance.
Fergal, thank you. That's our health correspondent, Fergal Barrows.